6:50 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Will mortgage rates drop a bit?
I don't know. Well, you know,
that was insightful.
You know the scenario.
I need to introduce you.
You know the scenario. We enjoyed historically low sub.
But I need to introduce you first.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. I forgot who I am.
People don't know who we're talking.
It's a day after a 3-day weekend.
It is. Yeah. Here he is. I got to give you the big intro. The Money Tracker, live in studio, Don Grant, CFP. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Ted and Jad and everybody joining us today. Anyway, you know the scenario. We enjoyed historically low sub 4% mortgage rates until inflation took hold after the pandemic. To slow down the economy and quash higher prices, the Fed aggressively raised the prime lending rate. That helped investors who need interest income, but on the flip side of the balance sheet, it spiked the cost of borrowing, of course. Well, since the second half of 22 and early 23, mortgage rates fluctuated between 6 and 8%. For now, inflation's under control, and the Fed indicates that they'll bring rates down. When do experts expect lower rates to hit home buyers? Well, one factor in the Fed's decision to lower their overnight lending rates is employment. Jobless claims have increased. Couple that with lower inflation and rates should be cut. The CME FedWatch tool is an algorithm designed to predict future Fed moves. They show it's likely that the Fed will drop rates as much as a half a point in mid-September. Well, the Mortgage Bankers Association sees gradual periodic drops September through all of 2025. Mortgage rates are not directly tied to the Fed rate, but there is an indirect correlation between the two. Mortgage rates are partially affected by regional and national bank competition to write more loans. On a $250,000 loan, the monthly payment on a 7% mortgage is about $1,663. Drop that 1% to 6%, and the payment drops about $160 a month to $1,499. That same loan at 5% rate brings monthly payments down to $1,342. That doesn't seem like a big difference, but a small drop may stimulate buyers and sellers to get back into the housing market. It's positive news. Every dollar saved can open the market to more qualified buyers. If you find a home that's perfect for you, I would grab it in spite of current higher rates. There will always be the opportunity to refinance in the future, and hopefully then things will be a bit lower. And, of course, if you have any questions, give me a call over at Sabre Wealth, 267-0600.
Yeah, people want that lower interest rate, and they've been waiting for the Fed to drop it.
They have, and I always say it's akin to gas prices. You know, you hear about a hurricane blowing out some refinery someplace near Houston or something, and the day that happens, prices at the pump go up immediately. But when there is a glut of oil and there's so much being produced as there is right now in the United States, and prices go down for oil, it takes months for it to go down at the pump. So same thing with interest rates trickling down because banks are making too much money. So they're not making too much money, but they're making more. So they're reluctant to bring it down until competition forces them. So
that's where we're at. Hey, yeah. How was Labor Day weekend?
It was good. It was good. Went to Tulsa and helped move somebody, and then came back and worked on a rental property. It was really fun. Then finally got a little pool time in yesterday.
So. Well, a well-rounded Labor Day weekend for Don Grant.
Yeah. How about yourself?
I was a low-energy week. Low-energy weekend.
Well, that's good. Yeah. You were preserving for today, right?
Exactly. I knew coming up I'm going to host the show all week, so
you
can serve up.
There you go. There you go. All righty.
And enjoyed Notre Dame beating Texas A&M on Saturday night. Maybe.
And how about, Florida and Boston College?
Yeah, Boston College wins at Florida State last night.
Yeah, that was a pretty unsuspected thing that happened.
Course, no love for KU, K-State.
The Jayhawks and the Wildcats both win.
There we go. That's what matters.
So, there you go.
Granted,
the season is underway.
Yeah, it is. It is. Got to embrace it.
Yep, here we are. Well, Don, thanks for dropping in.
Thanks for having
me. Thanks for stopping by. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
All righty.
And we'll send him on his way. The Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP, live in studio. This time every weekday morning with Steve and Ted. Coming up, we have a big 7 o'clock hour on the way. We'll tell you about a hit-and-run crash over the weekend that was rather unusual. Glad nobody got too hurt. And we'll tell you those details coming up. Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.